have any questions?
Are you originally from Georgia?
Are we originally from Georgia? Why would you ask? I'm just curious. Probably because of our accent. Yes, I was born actually in Augusta.
Born and raised in the South.
Yeah, born and raised in the South, and we've lived in Georgia pretty much all our lives.
I don't know how we didn't get the accent as much.
And people that are from here are like, what? Yes, you have it. You keep saying y'all, you have the accent.
Who are some of your teenagers?
Jerry Douglas.
Well, yeah.
Alison Krauss in Union Station. Rhonda Vincent, all the ladies that are making headway in bluegrass. But also Mountain Heart. They're playing tonight. We cannot wait to see them. And of course, Nickel Creek.
Strength in Numbers was a really big influence for me.
Yeah, I think the first CD we heard, other than Slide Rule, Jerry Douglas, was the Bela Fleck acoustic session.
Yeah, Bela Fleck is one of my big heroes. I actually started out on banjo, and so he was my mentor on the CD and everything. And then I heard the mandolin, it was all over.
Then she heard Chris Thiele playing the mandolin. But we like to listen to a whole bunch of different kinds of music. Our stuff is, for those of you here who like really straight stuff, it's not quite straight bluegrass because we weren't raised in it, but we love it. We're starting to get more into the older bluegrass as well. Listening, we had our chance to see Ralph Stanley for the very first time live back in, I think it was September.
What a voice.
And it was funny because we were walking around. I didn't know he was going to be at the festival that we were playing at, and we'd already gotten off the stage, and all of a sudden I hear this, I was like, wow, that sounds just like Ralph Stanley, and it looked around a tree, and it was, so we went down and saw the rest of the set.
Yeah, he would go off the stage occasionally, go sit down and take a breather off the moon.
What are your hopes and aspirations?
Hopes and aspirations. Well, we are booked a lot this year, so we're traveling a lot, and we'd love to travel everywhere. So just travel and play music, and I don't know, we love it. So keep on getting better on our instruments, and started taking voice lessons not too long ago, like about a month ago. So hopefully they're gonna help us learn how to breathe differently and correctly, I suppose. So we're still working on a lot of stuff. We obviously have a lot to learn because we've been a band about a year. I guess I probably already mentioned that.
Yeah. You better.
And then I guess also we're shopping labels right now as well. So.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I could work.
Lessons? Music lessons. I've never really had fiddle lessons, so I've just kind of have been trying to transition.
We got some DVDs.
Yeah, instructional DVDs.
DVDs are homespun.
Homespun tapes.
Yeah.
I got the Chris Thiele DVD and the Sandbush DVD, and it's the virtual person sitting right there in your living room. So it's pretty handy.
You can stop and rewind, push play again, stop, rewind.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes, sir. We're right.
Becky is our writer. Yeah, she writes quite a bit. She's getting really good.
One that we did on the stage over there was one that she had written, and that was called Margaret, so we could do that one. And then she also has another one that she's written more recently that we could do. Why don't we do Margaret first?
That's fine with me. Do you guys mind hearing it again?
I love that song. And it's also one that she sings.